Sybil.
I don't like to rush things. I really don't. I know how fast time is going and everything, but happy Friday Eve. Really? Really?
Been a long week,
it's
Sim.
It's been a long week, man.
J. Anthony Brown.
Present and accounted for, sir.
Wow. What a change of pace.
What a change of pace.
What's
up, everybody?
And?
All right, we had some fireworks last night at the Republican convention.
Lion, yeah, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
As he's known by Donald Trump, came on.
Lion Ted, huh?
And got booed off the stage.
Wow. Booed.
Booed.
I thought I was watching the Apollo, Sybil. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Did you watch or did you listen?
I listened.
Now, didn't he agree to endorse Trump?
Well, here's the thing.
And then he got up there and didn't endorse him.
So they all agreed. Just about all of them agreed at one point. Remember during the primary that they would support
whoever was the
Republican nominee.
Yeah.
In this case, he got up there and said, "Vote your conscience." He did not say, "Let's all get together and vote for this guy, even though we don't like him. We want to do everything we can to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House." He said, "Vote your conscience."
Now, he read this speech. He was reading from a teleprompter. So
Donald Trump read the speech. Donald Trump tweeted out last night that he had a copy of the speech. He saw it and said, "Okay, you can go ahead with this if you want to." And what happened was what people expected. And that was, they said, some of the loudest and most sustained boos that they have ever heard.
Who went up after Ted, Sybil?
It was Newt Gingrich.
Newt.
And it was all boos? No, there were no cheers.
There were probably from his wife, but she had been escorted from the hall by that time. Because they sensed that it was getting so tense,
yeah,
they took Mrs.
They
Cruz out.
It, huh?
And what about the Houston delegation?
Even the Texas delegation.
I mean, the Texas delegation.
You know, that's their guy. That's their son of Texas. But overall,
they turned on him too?
I don't know if they turned on him, Tom, but certainly there was a lot of disappointment in that this was not the time for him to start his run for 2020.
So they can't blame his speechwriter, right?
and the speechwriter probably wouldn't get fired anyway if this is the case, the way the whole run has been going.
So back to the speechwriter for Milani.
Yes.
She's a registered Democrat?
She was identified yesterday, and she is a woman who has worked for the Trump Organization. And her name is McIver, and she's written, according to the reports, she's written books. She's been part of the writing team for Donald Trump's books in the past, and she's worked for his company. She's not a speech writer.
But she wrote this speech.
That she worked with Mrs. Trump, and Mrs. Trump told her that she liked parts of Hillary's speech, and that I was part of Mrs. Obama's speech, and that she... She said
she lifted it.
She took full responsibility for it and no firing. She said she offered to resign.
And she's a registered Democrat. So she was the mole that they were hinting about?
I don't know. I don't know. But if she was the mole, I don't understand the purpose of identifying her and making this so public. Although there's been a lot of pressure. And she would have been the fall guy, or gal, as it were, to take this and to leave.
Blame somebody, huh?
But for them to say, you know, she made a mistake and she's still good with us, whether she's a Democrat or a Republican, I don't. In this day and age, I don't even really think that makes any difference, because Ted Cruz is a Republican, but that doesn't. What does that mean right now? Donald Trump is a Republican, and for all of his actions in the past, that doesn't mean anything. Mm. So, it was quite a day yesterday.
Yeah, it sure was. Another police shooting of an unarmed black man
in Miami.
In Miami, the man was.
It was a therapist, and he was tending to a man who's autistic, who had a toy car in his hand, And he was stopped, and this was a man who was lying in the street, his hands raised up, as he was sitting
next to the,
police. He was telling them.
Telling them, I'm unarmed. This is an autistic.
He said, there's no need for firearms. I'm unarmed. He's an autistic guy. He's got a toy truck in his hand. They went back and forth, and then he said the cop started shooting. He opened fire.
He's alive. He
shot him in the leg.
And
he's telling his story from the hospital. He said, it felt like a mosquito bite when he hit me, and I still got my hands in the air. He said, no, I just got shot. Why did you shoot me? And the cop said,
I don't know.
And people ask why we're so angry.
Yeah.
They ask why we're so angry. Really?
And why we're so fearful of the police.
This isn't another indication of how crazy the situation is. And I'm not saying shooting the police is the answer. God knows. No.
But I'm telling you, I am scared of police. I'm scared of them.
This is crazy.
The police were called because they had a report that there was a man threatening to commit suicide. The man that they thought was committing suicide was an autistic patient who was sitting on the ground playing with a toy truck. And the cops came, and the therapist chased the patient down, and they were in the street, and he was trying to get the patient up, and then the cops came, and then he laid down with his hands up,
flat on the ground
with his hands up.
Still shot the guy.
Still shot him.
And said, I don't know.
And he's talking to the police, and he's telling them, I'm unarmed. This is an autistic guy. He doesn't have a gun. It's a toy truck in his hand. And sure enough, there was somebody around to videotape it.
Thank God.
No body cam for the police?
This is North Miami. I don't know.
Wow. The
cops are just as scared as we are. That's why they're shooting everybody.
Jay, that's not an excuse.
No, it doesn't help. No, they are. They don't know what to do. So they just
They know what to do.
I don't think they do.
Jay.
I don't think they really do.
In this case,
they need to be off the force.
Whenever they come up on a situation, just shoot. It's either him or me.
Ask questions later. Shoot first.
I think that's the attitude. That's not all police, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's their attitude. I got to get home, and I don't know what's going on, so I'm just going to shoot.
Anything happened to the police officer?
He's off duty. He's been placed on administrative leave, and I'm looking to see if they've finally released his name. I don't have it.
And the therapist?
Is in the hospital treatment of a gunshot wound.
And all this is on the news.
And after shooting him, they still put him in handcuffs.
The therapist?
Yeah.
Did you see the video? And the guy shooting the video said, why didn't they shoot the fat guy? Why'd they shoot the black guy? And somebody in the background said, because he's black. You got to see the video. It's all over the news.
And Jay, I'm sorry. I just don't see that as an excuse anymore.
I'm not saying it's an excuse.
He's not saying it's an excuse.
That's what they're doing.
This is their mindset.
No, that's what they're
scared. They shoot first and ask questions later.
But it is an excuse. We're scared. But this is a situation where you have to be of the presence of mind not to do something like this.
Well, you also have to know that cops have been getting shot lately. They have, Sybil. I mean, it's in the news.
Really?
So they're walking.
It's in the news.
I'm just saying that they're walking up there with that mindset. This could be a trap. This could be somebody trying to set me up. So I got to deal with the situation the best way I know how to deal with it.
And the discussion also has to be had while this is going on, while they're going to the funerals of these policemen. The discussion has to be had that we have to change this.
I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying that could be the mindset of some of the cops.
And it's an excuse, and it's a bad one.
All right.
It's a bad mindset.